Welcome to our podcast series about the IBP, the Integrated Breeding Platform. Here with us today is Jean-Marcel Ribault, Director of the Generation Challenge Program and Chair of the IBP Leadership Team. Welcome, Jean-Marcel, and thank you for taking this time with us today.
Thanks a lot, Valerie. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome. Perhaps we could start by talking about the Integrated Breeding Platform itself. What is it and who is it intended for?
So really the main objective of the Integrated Breeding Platform is to provide in a single place most of the tools and services that will help people, mainly in developing countries, to do a better job in their day-to-day breeding activities. Mm-hmm. This is extremely important that it's in the single place because most of the scientists and the breeders today have access to all the tools they need. But unfortunately, it's under different format at different places, and there is a lot of synergy that's or time that's lost. Try to jump to one tool to another to have all those activities really conducted efficiently. So this is a major bottleneck that the IBP try to achieve, you know, to help users, in this case breeders, to really find all what they need to conduct efficiently their day-to-day breeding operations. We have two different kind of users. The target users are really breeders in developing countries, and there we have a very strong also capacity building component. So it's really not only to provide the tools, but really to enable them to access and to use the technology. So providing access to the technology, but at the same time, through different channels, providing the support services for them to be able to use this to understand how, what are the principles, the theory, and if they have, you know, some questions or issue that it needs to be addressed, that they have also the resources online, through email, through local people to address those issues and there be able to use the platform in a very efficient way. So technology access is one point, but really the support services to help users to understand how to use it is extremely, extremely important. We also target, you know, small and medium-sized enterprise all over the world. Because those MSMEs most of the time are doing seed multiplication and we want them to also access tools to be able to run breedings, to make crosses, to develop new germplasm, because at the end those SMEs are the ones that are really the key factor in the delivery chain to allow farmers to obtain improved seeds.
Mm-hmm. Very well. If I'm correct, this initiative started in 2009.
That's correct. We initiated about 5 years ago. This is an initiative that's supported mainly by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation at a level of 12 million and different donors from the Generation Challenge Program, the European Community, DFID from England, Switzerland also provided about the equivalent amount of funding. So it's an initiative over 5 years for a total budget of about 25 million. Mm-hmm. It's important to say that the Generation Challenge Program coordinate the development and the implementation of the platform, but this is really a collaborative effort among different partners from other CGIAR centers, universities, and service providers.
Mm-hmm. And how have things been going for you? What are the major milestones achieved in these past 5 years?
Well, I think after a start, it was quite challenging, to be honest, because when you have a complex initiative like this one, you try to, you know, to please a bit everybody in the beginning. You need to include everybody. You need to ensure that you have the buy-in of people. And of course, there is a price to do this. Mm-hmm. And we realized, for example, that if the strengths of some of our partners was rather on testing the tools, making the links with users, and not necessarily developing the tools per se. So we were a bit, we had a slow start. And after this, we had really to regroup force and really to divide the activities among partners considering their related skills. And that's why we now grouped all our coding activities through one of our major partners, Efficios team or service provider. And this has decreased tremendously the efficiency of the entire development of the platform. So basically people in universities, mainly Wageningen universities, INRA, CIRAD in France, you know, develop the different algorithms, the different functions that are very important for the analytical pipeline. People at the centers, any national program, really provide the demand, what kind of tools do they need, what kind of services. They test the tools effectively, and again work very closely with us to provide feedback and define the user interface. Okay, and we have key service provider who help us to develop the tool per se, mm-hmm. through coding, through building the entire system, middleware, accessing of different database, etc. So it's really a team effort among different partners. And as I said, after a slow start, I think we really now can be very proud of what has been achieved. And it's basically a breeding management system. Mm-hmm. So an entire pipeline that starts with accessing database that has, again, analytical tools, support services, genotyping services, and quite a lot of other things that are very attractive to breeders. And the second version of this BMS has been released at the end of January, a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And it's really a functioning version that should please breeders. It is not the final version. Mm-hmm. You know, we can talk about a production version at its early stage. And still during all 2014, we are going to work based on the feedback from user on implementing, refining in terms of functionality and mainly user interface, what needs to be added in the breeding management system.
Yes, this new version just came out. It's very exciting. What functionality would you say you're most enthusiastic about?
I'm not so sure it's really about the functionalities per se. I think what's really important for this revised version compared to version one that has been released in June last year is really now that the display of those different functionality corresponds to what breeders are doing on their day-to-day operation. In the past, we were considering more analytical pipeline around pathway, you know, for mm-hmm. a given specific kind of activities. And over the last 6 months, based on the feedback we got from our partners in CG centers and national program, we realized that, you know, breeders are interested to run a different kind of activities. So to run nursery, to develop, you know, field book, mm-hmm. to run trials, etc. So we reorganized completely the different function from what was a functional design in the first play to now be really an operational design that corresponds to a breeding program. So when the breeders go into the BMS, they really see the different kind of activities they do in their breeding program. It's not led by experiments. It's really how, again, they operate on their day-to-day breeding activities. Mm-hmm. And as of today, now with this BMS 2 version, we can say that 90% of all the functionalities that the breeder needs in he or her a day-to-day operation is available with quite some good user interface. It's still a bit slow. Still, we need to simplify some of the table, some interactions to go, you know, from one tool to another. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit to have better integration. Again, as I said, better user interface. But already, it's quite a very, very good operational version.
Mm-hmm. So this BMS, the breeding management system, is available on the Integrated Breeding Platform portal at www.integratedbreeding.net. Why would you say now is the time for people to try this suite of tools?
Well, I think it's a good time because, as I said, you know, it has now most of the functionality that are requested, but also still a lot to do in terms of improvement. So we really encourage, you know, people to access the BMS version 2 and then to provide feedback so that we can really, again, work together during these coming years to improve the version, to arrive what will be really a functioning and fully operational version by the end of the year. So 2014, it's still an implementation year, and we need as many users as possible. So if people are interested by the tools, mm-hmm. and they want to impact on the tool development, this is the right time.
Thank you for that, Jean-Marcel. Now the word is out to all of you listening in. Now's the time to join the Breeding Management System user community and to help shape the development of future releases. We're almost at the end of this interview. But before we leave, what else could we be looking forward to in the coming months?
Well, perhaps over the coming months, I mean, definitely we will have few releases, you know, that again should be a significant improvement from what we have today. But I think it's also important to underline that, as I indicated first, BMFs, you know, allow people and users to access the technology, but we do not underestimate at all the effort that needs to be allocated to the support services. So we started a few months ago to deploy what we call regional hubs in Africa, South, Southeast Asia, and in Latin America. And at those hubs, we are going to provide, you know, technical support from the use of the BMS, but also some resources in terms of capacity building and breeding. So a lot of things is now going on in the establishment of those hubs. It will take several months, but I hope that by the summertime, we will have at least 2-3 regional hubs fully functioning in Africa and in Asia. And by the end of the day, or at the end of the year, perhaps a good network of those regional hubs all over the world. So again, then when users will jump in and will use the tools and the services, they will have also, you know, some resources locally to help them if they have questions or if something is not clear. The last components on the top of the capacity building element is also the social network element of the platform. We also want to create an environment, a professional environment, where people can exchange with peer good news, bad news, issues, to create a dynamic for people to find resources through the net. And you know, breeders, especially in some developing countries, are a bit isolated sometimes. There is no really critical mass. So I think through the social network component of the IBP, we also want to create those communities of practice, again, that will serve the dual purpose of exchanging, but also learning from all the different users.
Again, this was Jean-Marcel Ribault, Director of the Generation Challenge Program and Chair of the IBP Leadership Team. Please visit us on our portal at www.integratedbreeding.net. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you very much for listening in. And thank you, Jean-Marcel, for meeting with us today.
Thanks a lot, Valerie.